What else is it?
190.
Do I have all the amendments? I don't see them.
Yep, you got them all underneath there.
All right.
And then,
House bill. Thank you. Sam, please come back. Come to order. Members, please vote. All members have voted.
Roll shows 19 senators present this morning.
We stand for the invocation, please.
Lord, the end of this session cannot be far now, and that knowledge makes this a time of tension and of hope. It must also seem, at least in some degree and to some people, a time of failure. Some who have worked long and hard seeking workable compromise and support have seen their carefully crafted efforts collapse into nothingness. For others, it must seem that reason has flown and that powers of persuasion are suddenly gibberish. This is a time when it would be easy to say we have failed. Yet when pressures have eased and passions are cooled, it will be seen that something constructive has been accomplished here, some good brought to the people of Alaska, some service done for your truth and your will. It will be seen that this session has been stitched with the same strong cord which has bound our state together for these 25 years. It is our earnest prayer that this truly be so, and that we all continue to serve you in the days and the weeks to come. Amen.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 142nd legislative day.
I move the journal for the 142nd legislative day be approved and certified.
No objection.
You have a visitor, and I have a visitor, and Senator Ray has a visitor, and there may be others that we haven't seen for a long time, and what a delight it is to have this lady drop in to see us. 13 years ago, she sat exactly where our present Madam Secretary is sitting, and she was just about as good as Peggy. They were very close indeed. This is Emmy Lou Lloyd, our former secretary.
Reports of standing committees at this time.
The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill number 409, Miscellaneous Supplemental Appropriations and Transfers Among Appropriations, and recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute and calendar with a new title. Senator Fakes, chairman, and Senator Ferguson and Bennett signed calendar. Senator Kelly signed none. Senator Ray signed do not pass. It is on the calendar today. The Rules Committee considers Senate Bill number 432, amending the Alaska Securities Act, and recommends it be replaced.
Yes, floor, Senator.
That Rules Committee report was on the first version of 409, and there is another version since that time, and I did not report on that one.
Secretary, proceed.
The Rules Committee considers Senate Bill number 403-2 amending the Alaska Securities Act and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute rules with a new title and calendar. Signed, Senator Fakes, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Ray, and Ferguson. This appears on today's calendar. The Rules Committee considered, or the Finance Committee considered, committee substitute for House Bill number 190, Finance, making special appropriations for capital projects, and recommends it be replaced with the Senate committee substitute. And a majority do pass. House Bill 190 has no further referral.
Rules Committee, placement on the calendar. Will we stand at ease, Senator A? Two of the chairmen are out on varying missions at this moment. It's not unusual. Senate, please come to order, Senator A.
Mr. President, I move the Senate adopt the first supplemental calendar. Ask unanimous consent.
Without objection, supplemental calendar has been adopted.
I move the supplemental calendar.
The first supplemental calendar be taken up at this time, sir.
Can I read the standing committee reports, sir?
No objection. Secretary, read the standing committee reports.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered CS House Bill 347 FinAm licensing of naturopaths and recommends the Senate Committee substitute Hess. Signed, Senator Joseph, Chairman, concurring Senator Vic Fisher. Senator Paul Fisher and Senator Hallford signed no recommendation. House Bill 347 has a further referral to Labor and Commerce. Finance considered CS House Bill 371 Fin royalty oil contracts and approving the sale of Prudhoe Bay royalty oil by the state of Alaska to the Tesoro Alaska Petroleum Company. And it attaches a resource letter of intent. Senator Bennett, co-chairman, and Senators Fakes and Sackett signed no recommendation, signing due pass for Senators Ferguson, Joseph Mulcahy, and Vic Fisher. House Bill 371 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Finance considered CSSS House Bill 503, State Affairs amended, Alaska Pioneers Home, and recommends the State Affairs Senate Committee substitute due pass of the new fiscal note. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Sackett, Joseph Mulcahy, Fakes, Vic Fisher, and Ferguson. House Bill 503 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Finance considered SB 505, establishing the Pacific Rim Fellowship. Senator Bennett, co-chairman, and Senators Mulcahy and Vic Fisher signed due pass, signing no recommendation for Senators Fakes, Ferguson, and Sackett. SB 505 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Finance considered committee substitute for House Bill number 564, State Affairs, use of permanent fund dividends to satisfy debts owed to the state. Senator Bennett, co-chairman, and Senators Mulcahy and Vic Fisher signed due pass, signing no recommendation for Senators Josephson, Ferguson, Fakes, and Sackett. They also noted delete House letter of intent. House Bill 564 has no further referral.
Rules.
Finance considered committee substitute for House Bill number 609, Finn, debt of the state, its agencies, and municipalities, and recommends the State Affairs Senate Committee substitute due pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Mulcahy, Vic Fisher, and Sackett. Senators Fakes and Ferguson signed no recommendation. House Bill 609 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Rules Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill number 190, Finn, special appropriations for capital projects, and recommends it be placed on the supplemental calendar and also recommends the Finance Senate Committee substitute. Signed, Senator Fakes, chairman, concurring Senators Bennett, Ferguson, and Ray. Senator Kelly signed none. House Bill 190 appears on the supplemental calendar. The Rules Committee considered the following and recommend that they be countered May 30. House Bill 404, Fish, Game, and Other Animals. House Bill 452, Special Appropriations for the Phase 1 Nome Port Facility. House Bill 945, Prisoner of War Special Registration Plates. House Bill 589, Alaska Power Authority authorizing the construction of the Montana and Bradley Lake Hydroelectric Projects. House Bill 631, Runaway Children. House Bill 661, Transportation, authorizing the construction of the Kinnick Arm Crossing. House Bill 684, Special Appropriations to the Alaska Power Authority. House Bill 720, Minimum Electrical Standards. Signed, Senator Fakes, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Bennett, and Ferguson. These do appear on the calendar today.
Before us at this time is House Bill 190. Let's just take it up. Secretary of the Senate. Are there amendments? Please proceed. You need to read that.
CS for House Bill number 190, financed by the Finance Committee, an act making special appropriations for capital projects and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute with the majority due pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Mulcahy, Ferguson, Vic Fisher, Sackett, and Josephson. Senator Fakes signed no recommendation. The Rules Committee considered this bill and recommends putting on the supplemental calendar with the Senate CS bin. There is a Senate Committee substitute.
Senator Bennett. Not objection. Order. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate CS for House Bill number 190, Finn, by the Finance Committee, an act making special appropriations for capital projects and providing for an effective date.
Are there amendments?
There is an amendment number one by Senators Bennett and Sackett and Bennett, on page 2, between lines 19 and 20, add general fund appropriation technical computer hardware, $2,500,000.
Senator Sackett.
Mr. President, I move for adoption of the amendment. Mr. President, this had been in a previous bill from the administration, and it had been taken out at my request in order for us to have the opportunity to look at all of the computer purchases that were being made statewide in all the different departments. Since that point in time, we've had two meetings with the administration, and I feel assured, at least through the Office of the Governor, that they have a handle on this the magnitude of the problem and the issues involved. What the $2.5 million would do would be go to the Department of Transportation for the development of engineering and research computing. This capital project, supported by cooperation among the Departments of Transportation, Department of Natural Resources, University of Alaska, and Department of Administration, would be in organizing and focusing the state technological resources on one of the areas of greatest potential benefit for the dollars expended. It's part of a total package. It's recommended, supported by the administration. I would ask unanimous consent.
No objection. Further amendments?
There is an amendment.
Number 2, by Senator Eliason. On page 12, line 17, after classrooms, add or physical plant.
Senator Eliason. Senator Bennett.
That's unanimous consent for amendments.
No objection. Further amendments?
There are no other amendments.
Senator Ray.
In the absence of any other amendments, Mr. President, I would move
House Bill 190.
Yeah, committee substitute for just a minute, Mr. President. Could we stand these?
I'll be at ease.
Move to ask unanimous consent of the Senate Committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 190, finance, be advanced to third reading, place the final passage.
Without objection. Without objection. So ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate CS for House Bill 190, finance, amended Senate. An act making special appropriations for capital projects and providing for an effective date.
This is before you for discussion, for debate. And of course, Senator Helfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. In trying to total up today's calendar, it looks like we have a total of about $850 million in initial spending or in additional spending proposed for the next 24 or 48 hours, or at least in appropriations. It seems that that will bring our total appropriations for this session to about $4.1 billion. I believe that that represents an excess in terms of the annual revenue this year. I think it's the second highest since statehood in terms of spending. I think it exceeds any conservative definition of the spending limit. I'm disappointed to have to vote against it because I think there's some good priority projects in it that I've long supported. But I can't support them at the cost of the overall spending package that we seem to be coming up with this year.
Senator Bennett.
Thank you, Mr. President. My colleague is certainly working with figures, and there's lots of figures. However, the Finance Committee still reflects that there's approximately $3 million, which in fact has not been appropriated by any bill at this time. I'd be more than happy to share the figures with my colleague if you would like to see them.
Question before you. The question is, shall House Bill 190 as amended be adopted? You may proceed. Have all members voted? Does any member desire to change their vote? Secretary, close roll.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 3 nays.
House Bill 190 has been adopted, Senator Ray.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 190. Finance is amended to be considered a roll call and effective date clause.
Without objection, so ordered. Okay. We'll be at ease.
You want to reconsider?
Senate, please come to order. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I give my notice of reconsideration on House Bill 190 and ask that reconsideration be taken up this time.
Objection. Reconsideration been given. It's taken up this time. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 190, Finn, amended Senate. An act making special appropriations for capital projects and providing for an effective date in third reading on reconsideration.
Bill before you. You have the floor, Senator Fakes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, on reconsideration, I'm going to vote no on this bill because for one reason only. When the Anchorage projects were put together for the original package of bills, we did it as a caucus and we did it together. And there are projects in this bill, new projects, that the caucus hasn't looked at, that we didn't do as together, and that bothers me because I was real proud of what we had done and how we had established a working relationship.
Question's called for. Question is, shall House Bill 190 as amended be adopted by the Senate? If all members voted, does any person desire to change his or her vote? Secretary, close.
The roll shows 16 yeas and 4 nays.
Bill's been adopted, Senator Ray.
Move and ask unanimous consent to the roll call on Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 190, Finance, as amended, be considered a roll call on effective.
Without objection, so ordered.
Would you waive engrossment?
Senator Ray, do you wish to waive engrossment?
Yes.
You have the floor, Senator.
Waive the engrossment on that. Why would you waive the engrossment on the House bill?
Because we added 2 amendments and we don't have time to.
Move the engrossment be waived.
Ask consent. No objection. You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Labor and Commerce referral of House Bill 347, Naturopath Bill, be waived.
Objection. Takes us to Senate Bill 409. Secretary read Senate Bill 409 by title off the committee report.
Senate Bill number 409 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act making miscellaneous supplemental appropriations and transfers among appropriations and providing for a March 15, 1984 effective date. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute, a new title, and a Senator Josephson, Chairman, and Senator Vic Fisher signed do pass. Senator Hallford signed do not pass. Senators Paul Fisher and Moss signed no recommendation. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute finance with the majority do pass with the new title. Signed, Senator Sackett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Ferguson, Vic Fisher, Mulcahy, and Josephson. The Rules Committee considered this bill. Rather, it went back to Finance, and Finance considered it again and recommended a second Finance Committee substitute do pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senator Sackett, Ferguson, Vic Fisher, Mulcahy, and Josephson. Senator Fakes signed no recommendation. The Rules Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute rules with the new title. Senator Fakes, Chairman, and Senators Ferguson and Bennett signed to calendar. Senator Kelly signed none. Senator Ray didn't sign.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for adoption of the Rules Committee substitute for Senate Bill 409.
No objection. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill number 409, Rules, by the Rules Committee, an act making miscellaneous appropriations and transfers among appropriations and amending the lapse dates or purposes of certain appropriations and providing for an effective date.
Bill is before you in second reading.
There is an amendment number 1
amendment.
By Senator Sackett. Add a new section to read. The sum of $80,000 is appropriated from the general fund to the Legislative Affairs Agency to pay for operating expenses on the Code Revision Commission during fiscal year 1985.
Mr. President?
Yeah, of course.
I move for adoption of the amendment. What had occurred here was a breakdown of communication as we were working in the conference committee on the legislative budget. The initial amount for the code revision, I believe, was about $260,000. We settled on a figure of $180,000 for the forthcoming year, knowing that it has a termination date by law of next year. And in the process of working on the committee, monies were needed for the ethics committee on the House side, and so they inadvertently took those funds out of the Code Revision Commission without my knowledge. And I've talked to them since then. They agreed to this amendment, and we put it back up to the minimum amount of $180,000 for the commission of asking them to send.
No objection. Is the location correct, Secretary of the Senate? Do you know where the location will be?
No, I don't.
We stand at ease for a moment. The motion was to adopt the amendment, who understood, $80,000 in this section. There's no objection to that motion. It is adopted. Are there further amendments?
Amendment number 2 by Senator Sackett. By Senator Ferguson, excuse me. On page 22, line 5, delete Selawick, insert Chivat.
Yes, Mr. President.
Mr. President, this was a clerical error. It should have been Chivat instead of Selawick. I'd ask unanimous consent.
No objection. Sorry. Are there further amendments?
There are no.
May we have brevities?
Brevities. Are there further amendments?
There are no other amendments.
Senator, please come back to us. Absent further amendments, Senator Ray.
Absent of any further amendments, I would move that unanimous consent to committee substitute for Senate Bill 409. The gross would be waived and be advanced to third reading and placed on final passage.
Objection. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill number 409, Rules, Amended Senate, an act making miscellaneous appropriations and transfers among appropriations and amending elapsed dates or purposes of certain appropriations and providing for an effective date.
Bill is before you for discussion.
Mr. President.
Senator Ray. Title change is noted. Senator Sackett.
Mr. President, I've distributed a sectional analysis to everyone that's done by section, also an individual breakdown of the fiscal impact, which has been provided to everyone's desk. If you'll note on the fiscal impact section, of the total amount of new dollars, the governor has $19,183,027 that he's asking for in new monies, and those are identified in those sections that you have in your analysis called governor. The legislature has new monies of $3,654,870. The predominant amount of that is $3.3 million as a result of inclusion of Chester Creek Dam appropriation by Senator Ziegler in this bill. The other ones are for minor amounts, like Senate Bill 525, which is for the unemployment insurance for the interim year of FY84 for $788.4, Craig School District $132.4, Pribilof School District $95, Northway Fire Truck for $125, and then you have the individual smaller ones of individual legislators, either senators or representatives, that you can see. If you have any questions regarding either any of the Senate member or House member add-ons, you can refer directly to the analysis that's right before you. If you have any questions regarding the governor's figures, I have all of the backup right here in detail. So we're ready.
Yeah, of course, Senator.
Yes, briefly. I'd like to thank the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee throughout this process of making information available on this bill. It's been available upon request, and as the numerous copies have been developed, why it's been possible to get it. But I've always had some serious concerns with this particular legislation. I'd like to read very briefly just a few excerpts from last year's similar bill, which was Committee Substitute for House Bill 309. In the governor's letter of veto, he stated that it's my intention that this will be the last extensive use of capital reappropriations. Appropriations should lapse by operation of law in a manner which does not undermine a rational
budget process by financing new items without the review given to other appropriation bills. He goes on to say the two processes, the lapsing of unneeded appropriations and financing of new projects, should be kept separate. Instead of multi-million dollar reappropriation bills, repeal and reappropriation measures should be limited to technical housekeeping amendments necessary to carry out the purpose. He said that this would be the last one. He would not support any project despite merit financed through a reappropriation bill similar to that one of last year. This bill that's before us contains some 285 sections. A good number of them, as Senator Sackett has pointed out, emanate from the governor. It mixes a whole lot of things. We've got entitlement programs such as the Village Safe Water, Supplemental for School Foundation, entitlement programs, the senior citizen property tax exemption, wage increases. It goes on into a number of capital bills. We just passed the House Bill 511 the other day, the operating budget, and in that one we had some 130 various kinds of designated grants that came, I think, close to somewhere between $15 and $18 million. And it seems to me that we're really breaking down our budget process to have components of operating and capital scattered through, going into so many designated grants that are really outside of some of the normal purviews that we have through the regular budget process. And it seems to me that, along with Senator Helfer's remarks on the earlier bill, 190, that we really must get about a financial plan. And I think that just the scope of the funding, that we're heading into some problems unless we pull both our capital and operating budgets together.
Senator Sackett.
Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I, too, would like to commend the finance chairman for the analysis. If you look through the written analysis here, the sectional summary, there's an exact explanation as to what project the money was, what happened to the project, where the extra money is going, et cetera. And I'd like to bring the body's attention to section 97, I believe. And 97, this is one of the technical things that the previous speaker just spoke about. Last year, there was some $9 million appropriated to the city of Anchorage through the Department of Environmental Conservation for water and sewer grants. And the projects were listed in the budget document last year. Through a technicality, through some administrative procedures in the Department of Environmental Conservation, the city of Anchorage cannot get a little over $3.5 million of those water and sewer grants. So what we did was just roll them the exact projects, the exact names of those projects, so that no new project is being funded into this bill so that the city of Anchorage can get that water and sewer funding. So it's that kind of technical thing that I think the majority of these projects are, at least the ones that I'm familiar with, are. And so I feel pretty good about the use of this bill for those kinds of technical things.
Ready for the question? The question is, the question before you, still Senate Bill 409 amended, be adopted. You may proceed to vote. If all members voted, does any member desire to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 16 yeas, 4 nays.
And then adopt Senator Rainer.
I would move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on Committee substitute for Senate Bill 409 rules as amended be considered a roll call and effective date clause.
Without objection, effective date clause has been adopted. You have the floor, Senator.
I would ask unanimous consent to advance to the order of unfinished business, in which I will be very brief and ask the Senate to rescind its failure to concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 431.
Without objection, we have proceeded to unfinished business. You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, on May 24, at page 3239 of the Senate Journal, the Senate, by an 18-0 vote, refused to concur in House amendments to Senate Bill, to the committee substitute for Senate Bill 431 Hess, relating to the purchase of residential child care services. A conference committee was appointed, headed by myself on the Senate side and Representative Bussell on the House side. I had thought we had reached an agreement in conversations with Representative Ward while Representative Bussell was ill. I believe agreement is impossible. In any event, this is a very important bill because about $5 million of savings to the administration will occur if the bill becomes law. The differences between the House and Senate version are very minimal, in fact, having to do with the selection of a cost of living index by which future adjustments on an annual basis would be made to the rates paid residential child care for child care services. So I would now move, Mr. President, that the Senate rescind its action of May 24 in failing to concur with the House amendments to the committee substitute for Senate Bill 431 Hess.
You ask
I ask unanimous consent.
Okay. Yeah. Mr. Finance Chair,
Sandy's
will be at ease. Without objection, unanimous consent has been asked to rescind. That brings it before us now. It's a two-portion. Secretary of the Senate, would you read the report? Bill by title.
House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 431, financed by the Finance Committee, an act relating to the purchase of residential child care services and providing for an effective date.
Question before us is, shall the Senate adopt Senate Bill 431, amended by the House? House amendments to it. You may proceed to vote. Does any person desire to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
Senate has adopted. Is there an effective date clause?
Yes, there is.
Senator Ray.
Move the roll call vote on the adoption of the House amendments on the committee substitute for Senate Bill 431 Finance be considered a roll call and effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause has been adopted.
Mr. President.
You have the floor, Senator.
Give notice of my intent to reconsideration as committee substitute for Senate Bill 409, rules amended, and ask that it be taken up this time.
Objection. So ordered. Taken up this time. Senate Bill 409 is amended. Secretary, read the bill by title.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 409, rules amended. Miscellaneous appropriations and transfers among appropriations and amending the lapse dates or purposes of certain appropriations and providing for an effective date in third reading on reconsideration.
Bill's before you. Question is, shall Senate Bill 409 be adopted? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member of the Senate desire to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 16 yeas, 4 nays.
Bill has been adopted. You have floor, Senator Ray.
Move and ask unanimous consent to the roll call and committee substitute for Senate Bill 409. Rules as amended be considered a roll call and effective date clause.
Been adopted. Grossman having waived. Next item, daily calendar, Senate Bill 432. Secretary reads Senate Bill 432 by title off and committee report.
Senate Bill Number 432 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act amending the Alaska Securities Act. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered this bill, and a majority of the committee recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Eliason, Chairman, concurring Senators Mulcahy, Rody, and Sackett. Senator Pettyjohn signed, do not pass. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill. Senator Ray, Chairman, and Senator Josephson signed, do pass. Senator Pettyjohn signed, do not pass. Senator Ziegler signed a recommendation. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Sackett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Josephson, Mulcahy, Ferguson, and Fates. The Rules Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute rules and calendar. Signed, Senator Fakes, chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Ray, and Ferguson. There is the Rules Committee substitute.
Do the Rules Committee substitute. Rules chairperson.
Yes, I'm sorry, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of CS for Senate Bill 432 rules.
No objection. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill Number 432 rules for the Rules Committee, an act relating to the protection of consumers of goods, services, and securities.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
Senator Ray?
And through the chair, I'd like to have an explanation of how Section 1 got in there and what the reasons for it are.
Section 1.
Yes, Senator Ray, we had testimony in front of the Rules Committee from either the Department of Law or the Department of Commerce, Banking, and Securities adding that section for further clarification, and that's the only change in the bill.
It's an important section.
That's the reason they have a title change, right?
Yes, without objection.
So move the title change also.
Title change been acknowledged.
If there are no amendments, I would move the committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 432 rules the engrossed advance bill read and place in final passage.
Without objection. So ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill number 432, Rules, an act relating to the protection of consumers of goods, services, and securities.
The bill's before you for discussion. Yep, floor, Senator.
Mr. President, committee substitute for Senate Bill 432, Rules, addresses two major concerns of the Consumer Protection section of the Department of Law. The first involves numerous complaints of fraudulent oil and gas lease schemes. These schemes typically involve solicitations by firms located outside of Alaska who acquire an interest in oil or gas leases through the bid offerings of the Department of Natural Resources or the Federal Bureau of Land Management. These lease tracts these firms acquire are often the least likely to contain valuable oil, gas, or mineral resources. This legislation would extend the provisions of Alaska Security Act to these businesses' firms, even if the investment sales are not made in our state or to our citizens. The state would be able to take legal action against these out-of-state sellers of Alaskan mineral rights. By amending the Security Act, Alaska can require these firms to file security registrations regarding their sales and to give prospective purchasers truthful information about the likelihood of realizing a gain on such investments. Secondly, this legislation clarifies the definition of trade or commerce under the Unfair Trade Practices and Consumer Protection Act. This language addresses a current gap in Alaska state law. The Consumer Protection Agency has been in vigorous pursuit of cases of real estate fraud until a recent Alaska Supreme Court decision of Brown versus State of Alaska, December 3, 1982, which held that the Consumer Protection Act did not cover the sale of real property. Far too many fraudulent real property transactions could fall between the cracks if the unfair trade practices cannot cover those transactions. Mr. President, we had a hearing on that particular section of this bill in Labor and Commerce, and the Department of Consumer Protection, Attorney General's office came down and testified in favor of that specific provision, and they, along with the committee, urged passage of this bill.
Ready for the question? Yep. Floor, Senator.
President, I support Section 2 of the bill, which was the original Senate Bill 432. However, I do have some problems with the Rules Committee version that came out adding Section 1, the definition of trade or commerce. Mr. President, like many of us, I have had complaints from constituents that felt that the Consumer Protection Agency in Alaska was somewhat vindictive and wasn't very reasonable in the real world. And I hesitate on the basis of their recommendation to give them an expanded definition of what they can or cannot get into.
Of course, Senator.
Mr. President, the need to define real property specifically came about when the Supreme Court decided that consumer protection could not prosecute transactions involving the sale of real property. At the time, consumer protection was investigating a major land development in the Matanuska Valley, which was located in the floodplain, a fact well known to the developers but misrepresented to purchasers. Alaska Uniform Land Sales Practice Act, AS 34.55.004, governs misrepresentations and fraud in lands transaction, but it only covers formerly subdivided or undeveloped land. Therefore, unsubdivided or developed parcels are not covered. What we're doing is trying to cover that hole in the Consumer Protection Act, which would allow Department of Consumer Protection to address those particular fraudulent land sales. That's all it does.
Yield floor, Senator.
Mr. President, Section 2 of the bill is the one that I'm concerned with. This basically will result in our Attorney General's office running around the lower 48 trying to prosecute people in Florida who are selling something to people in Arkansas. Nobody in Alaska is involved. The only way Alaska's involved at all is that one of the things they're selling is some of these leases. I don't particularly care if somebody in Arkansas wants to buy a lease up here from a guy in Florida. That's their problem. If there's fraud involved, they have law enforcement down there. The reason we've even got this before it, I suspect, is that one of these outfits out there had a brochure with a picture of the incumbent governor in it, who we took offense to that, and so we wanted some authority to prosecute him for impinging on his copyright of his reproduction of his features. So basically, I don't think it's necessary. It's involved some time and expense, and it isn't going to do the state of Alaska any good.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, my recollection from the testimony in the Judiciary Committee is that it is going to do the state of Alaska good, because what the governor wants to achieve here is to make it more difficult for people to buy committing fraud as to Alaska gas, oil, and mining properties detract from the reputation of Alaska resources in the marketplace and to encourage investment and to make people less fearful about investing in Alaska. I think that is a legitimate public purpose, and that is what the bill is designed to advance.
Question is, before you, the question is, shall Senate Bill 432 amended be adopted by the Senate? May proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does anyone wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 2 nays, and 1 absent.
Bill has been adopted, Senator Ray. Is there an effective date clause? There is not one. Next item on the daily calendar is House Bill 404. You have floor, Senator Kelly.
Notice of reconsideration on Senate Bill 432.
Your notice has been given. Consideration next legislative day. Next item on the daily calendar is House Bill 404. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for sponsor substitute for House Bill number 404, Judiciary, amended by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to fish, game, and other animals and providing for an effective date. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute, with the majority do pass in a letter of intent. Signed, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring Senators Sturgiluski, Eliason, Mulcahy, and Paul Fisher.
Are there amendments?
There is a Senate Committee substitute.
Committee substitute, Resources Chairperson.
Mr. President, I move the Resources Committee substitute, ask unanimous consent, and there is a letter of intent.
No objection to adoption of the substitute. Letter of intent will have to be moved separately. Secretary, read the substitute.
Senate CS for sponsor substitute for House Bill number 404, Resources, by the Resources Committee, an act relating to fish, game, and other animals and providing for an effective date.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
Absence of amendments, Senator Ray.
Is this the mail bail bill? Okay, I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill number 404, Resources, be advanced to third reading and place in final passage.
Without objection, Secretary, read the bill.
Senate CS for sponsor substitute for House Bill number 404, Resources, an act relating to fish, game, and other animals and providing for an effective date.
Do you wish to move your letter of intent at this time? You have floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I'd move the letter of intent. Ask unanimous consent.
Senator Halpern.
Mr. President, because the letter of intent simply refers to AACs, I would just ask what those AACs referred to are.
You have floor, Senator.
Mr. President, what this refers to is sport fishing off of hand trawlers or troller boats. And it's asking there's quite an issue surrounding this, and it's asking very strongly that the Board of Fish address this issue and find a solution to it. Mr. President, touch briefly on the bill.
Is there an objection to the letter of intent adopted? It is adopted. You have floor, Senator.
Mr. President, there's been distributed a sectional on the bill and is on everybody's desk. This bill does roll in or incorporate SB 101. Passed this body last session that provides for citation for minor fish violations or fish and game law violations and provides for a forfeitable bail. Under this bill that should be set up by the Supreme Court, the new provisions correct inaccuracies that have kind of developed in AS 16 over this title as it's been amended over the past 25 years. It ties into the proper references, the powers and duties of the board and commission and to the related sections in AS 16. It changes the visitor sport fishing license to a non-resident sport fishing license, makes some corrections in oversights in Chapter 73, SL 1983 relating to boats in
the YK Delta area so that they can also, that corrects it so it applies both to the saltwater and freshwater, and it repeals a number of miscellaneous or obsolete sections, Mr. President.
Senator Ray?
It seems to me that we voted on a House bill that contained Section 6 not there too long ago in this body. And I just wonder, is this an omnibus fish and game bill, or did they have four or five, six different bills in it, or what?
Is there a response?
Mr. President?
You have the floor, Senator Ray.
In response to Senator Ray, the bill that we passed previously dealt with offenses in state parks. This, of course, deals with fish and game.
You ready for the question? Question's called for. The question is, shall House Bill 404 be adopted as amended? You may proceed to vote. Have all members present voted? Have all members voted? Secretary, close the roll. Any member desire to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 absent.
And adopt, Senator Ray.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on Senate Committee substitute for vote. Committee substitute for sponsors, substitute for House Bill 404, resources, be considered the roll call and effective date clause.
Without objection, roll call, the effective date clause, roll call, and stop. Next item on daily calendar, House Bill 450. Senator, committees. Senate will come to order. We need to go to caucus. Senator 8.
Mr. President, I move we stand in recess to call the chair for purposes of the leadership caucus should be. Not more than
10 minutes. Please go down counter.
Messages of May 29. Dear Senator Curtula, I have signed the following bills and am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. CS for Senate Bill number 331, Judiciary. Relating to the preparation of the executive budget and providing for an effective date, Chapter 61. House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 269, Second Finance, an act relating to the sale of royalty oil by the state of Alaska to Chevron USA Incorporated and providing for an effective date, Chapter 67, Session Laws 1984. Sincerely, Bill Sheffield, Governor. Those are the messages from the Governor.
In the House.
The House passed the following in return. Senate Bill number 532, State Taxation of National Banks, State Banks, Trust Companies, and Savings and Loan Associations. This has been sent to enrolling. The House passed. Committee sent substitute for Senate Bill number 525, Finance, Unemployment Insurance, with the following amendment. House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 525, Finance, and return for consideration.
Senator Ray.
I would move that the Senate concur in the House Amendments Committee substitute for Senate Bill 525, Finance, and ask the body to vote yes.
There's a breakdown on your desks. The question is, shall the Senate concur in the amendments to Senate Bill 525? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 16 yeas, 2 nays, 2 absent.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I move that the roll call on the passage of House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 525 Finance be considered the roll call on effective date clause.
Objection, so ordered.
Those are the messages from the House so far today.
The communications?
There are no communications.
Floor, Senator.
I'd like to give notice of reconsideration for Senate Committee Substitute, the Committee Substitute for Sponsor Substitute to House Bill 404 and bring it up at this time.
Objection. Secretary, reconsideration has been given. Motion to bring it up at this time. There's no objection. You may read the bill.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Sponsor Substitute for House Bill number 404, Resources, an Act Relating to Fish, Game, and Other Animals and Providing for an Effective Date, in third reading, on reconsideration.
Those before you, ready for the question? Question is, reconsideration, shall House Bill 404 be adopted. You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? I don't think all members have voted. Any member wish to change their vote? Hit it, but didn't make it. Secretary, close the roll.
Roll shows 19 yeas and one absent.
Senator Ray?
This includes a letter of intent. With that, I would move that the roll call the passage of the Senate Committee, substitute for committee, substitute for sponsor, substitute for House Bill 404, resources, to consider and gross the passage to replace the final passage.
No objection, so ordered. Secretary, you may proceed with messages.
These understanding committee reports.
Please proceed.
The State Affairs Committee considered House Joint Resolution No. 64, Disability and Death Allowances for Veterans Exposed to Agent Orange, and recommends it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Vic Fisher, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly and Strzodowski. H.J.R. 64 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Judiciary considered House Bill No. 299, Public Records, and recommends it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute judiciary and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Ray, Chairman, concurring Senators Elias and Josephson and Pettyjohn. House Book 299 has no further referral.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, this is a bill in which we are requesting to change the title of the bill. It's a House bill, and by resolution we're requesting to move the title or change the title, and it's more or less a priority because of a recent court case, and I wonder if we could, if I could move that we take it up as special order business at this time.
The current resolution?
Yeah, no. The current resolution. The whole thing, if we pass the bill.
Yeah, we'll then we'll take up the resolution.
Pass separate. The resolution, if that's in concurrence.
Without objection, so ordered. The Secretary have the committee report and have the bill.
Yes, I do.
Please read them.
House Bill number 299 by Representatives Abood, Clarkson, Ewling, and Hurlburt, an act relating to public records. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate Committee substitute with a letter of intent and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Ray, Chairman, concurring Senators Eliason, Josephson, and Pettyjohn, with a new title.
Senator Ray.
I wonder, through the chair, Senator Pettyjohn, would you explain this bill to the other members?
We are in second reading, but you may have pulled out the rules chairperson.
Is there any way we can have a copy of this bill?
Yes, we can have Xerox copies. Secretary, at this time, proceed with Xeroxing the copies, if that's what's required. Senator Pettyjohn has the floor.
Mr. President, this is in response to a decision by the Court of Appeals about a week ago, where they found that because some of the laws we have regarding sexual abuse, particularly sexual abuse of minors, could conceivably include within them conduct which we would not normally consider criminal, such as having contact with the sexual parts of a child's body all while you were washing them or something like that. Because the language was broad and was capable of being construed that way, that they decided that they were going to consider these crimes to be ones which require a showing of specific intent, even though this legislature, I think, has always gone under the assumption and has believed that these were general intent crimes. So this bill is designed to correct that problem, and by doing two things, changing the word intentionally has sexual contact or penetration to knowingly, and secondly, to clearly state what we all assumed to begin with, that when a person who is a caretaker of a child may have sexual contact, if that is in the course of normal cleaning or medical things, inserting thermometers or whatever, then that would not be considered sexual misconduct. So by doing these two things, along with a letter of intent, which has been drafted stating that this is what we're doing, we're responding to this court decision, we will correct the problem. There are a number of cases on appeal right now which would be affected, which the state could lose, involving very serious crimes against very small children, and this is I think the justification for bringing it up in this manner here at the last day or two of the session, whatever it is. In any event, if we were to pass this legislation, which we worked on in conjunction with the Department of Law, I think we correct the problem, and we make it a somewhat less difficult task for a prosecutor to charge someone with sexual misconduct. If you have to show specific intent, you not only have to show that they intended that they do what they do, but you also have to show that they did it for the purpose of arousing themselves sexually or trying to arouse the child. That makes it difficult because in some circumstances the perpetrator is attempting to humiliate the child. Or he may come in and say, I was trying to educate the child or some other cockamamie thing. So this, I think, makes that clear. And I'll be glad to answer any questions anyone might have. We did amend it a little bit in Judiciary today, and I'm satisfied that it's a good bill.
Mr. President, if it's agreeable, I would ask that we move to the bottom of the calendar to give the body an opportunity to look at the drafted language.
The objection be held in second reading, bottom today's calendar, and Senate Concurrent Resolution 50 will be before us also at that time with permission of the body in a motion. This time we will read House Bill 452. Secretary, read House Bill 452 by title off and committee report.
I have one more standing committee report.
You have a standing committee report. Please proceed. I apologize.
The State Affairs Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill number 488, State Affairs, creating an Olympic Reserve account in the general fund. And a majority of the committee recommends do pass, signed Senator Vic Fisher, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly and Strzelecki. House Bill 488 has a further referral to finance. Do you want that concurrent resolution right now or later?
Yes, I see. No. We may as well proceed with the resolution because that's the natural procedure here.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 50 by the Judiciary Committee suspending Uniform Rules 24 and 35 of the Alaska State Legislature concerning House Bill number 299.
Senator Ray.
Move that be taken up as a special order of business at the bottom of the calendar right after the consideration of House Bill 299.
Objection. So ordered. There are no special committees. You may proceed with reading House Bill 452.
House Bill number 452 by Representatives Fuller and Bussell, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for Phase 1 of the Nome Port Facility and providing for an effective date. The Transportation Committee considered this bill and recommends to be replaced with a Senate Committee substitute and a majority do pass. Signed Senator Moss, Chairman, concurring Senators Kurtula and Gilman. Senator Fahrenkamp signed no recommendation. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends the Transportation Senate Committee substitute do pass. Signed Senator Sackett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Ferguson, Josephson, and Mulcahy. Senator Fakes signed no recommendation.
Senator Moss.
Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the Transportation Committee substitute 4452 be adopted in lieu of the original. I might note at this time that the only difference is the reduction from $12 million to $4 million on the funding information.
Phase one. Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill by title.
Senate CS for House Bill number 452, Transportation, by the Transportation Committee, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for Phase 1 of the Nome Port Facility and providing for an effective date.
Bill is before you in second reading. Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
Senator Ray?
In the absence of amendments, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate Committee substitute for House Bill number 452, Transportation, be advanced to third reading and place the final passage.
Without objection, so order. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate CS for House Bill number 452, Transportation, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for Phase 1 of the Nome Port Facility and providing for an effective date.
Bill is before you. You have the floor, Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, this bill was originally appropriation for $12 million. $8 million has already been appropriated in the capital budget, and I'd ask for its adoption.
Question is, shall the bill be adopted? House Bill 452. You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Does Secretary close the roll.
The roll shows 16 yeas, 3 nays, 1 absent.
Senator Ray.
Move the roll call on the passage of Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 452, Transportation, be considered the roll call and effective date clause.
Senator Ray.
I would give my notice of reconsideration on the Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill number 452 on the next legislative day.
Considerations noted. Next item on the daily calendar is House Bill 495.
Sponsor substitute for House Bill number 495 by Representatives Liska, Furness, and Zemanski, an act providing for prisoner of war special registration plates. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Elias and Chairman, concurring Senators Pettyjohn and Rohde. The Finance Committee considered this bill, and a majority of the committee recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Josephson, Mulcahy, and Fakes. Senators Ferguson, Vic Fisher, signed no recommendation. Senator Sackett signed, do not pass.
Committee substitute.
This is the sponsor substitute from the House, and there is no committee substitute from the Senate.
Correct. Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
Absence of amendments.
Right. Before we get into that, is there a fiscal note on this bill anyplace?
Yes.
What is it?
It's 1,000.
In the absence of amendments, I would move the sponsor substitutes for House Bill number 495, the advanced third reading, place the final passage.
Objection. Secretary, read the bill.
Sponsor substitute for House Bill number 495, an act providing for prisoner of war special registration plates.
Ready for debate? You have floor.
Mr. President, this bill was before Labor and Commerce. It's quite straightforward. And it allows each qualifying veteran in the state of Alaska will be entitled to one set of POW license plates. There will be no charge for the plates by the Division of Motor Vehicles. However, the usual permit fees must be paid to the veteran's city or town of residence. The new license plates will be designed by the Division of Motor Vehicles. Presently, there are approximately 41 other states in the United States which are currently honoring the XPOWs in this manner.
Question is, shall House Bill 495 be adopted? You may proceed to vote. All members voted. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 2 nays, and 1 absent.
Bill has been adopted. Next item on the daily calendar, House Bill 589.
CS for House Bill number 589, Finance Amended by the Finance Committee, an act relating to the Alaska Power Authority, authorizing the construction of the Wautauna and Bradley Lake hydroelectric projects and providing for an effective date. The Resources Committee considered this bill. Senator Barenkamp, Chairman, and Senator Mulcahy and Senator Ziegler signed do pass with a letter of intent. Senator Sturdalewski signed do not pass unless amended. Senator Eliason signed no recommendation. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute and a letter of intent from the Finance Committee. Senator Bennett, co-chairman, signed no recommendation, Brown out for sure. Senators Mulcahy, Ferguson, Fakes, and Sackett signed do pass. Senators Josephson and Vic Fisher signed no recommendation. There is a Finance.
Finance Committee substitute.
Finance Committee substitute, adopted. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate CS for House Bill number 589, Finance, an act relating to the Alaska Power Authority, authorizing the construction of the Wautauna and Bradley Lake hydroelectric projects and providing for an effective date.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
The absence of amendments, Senator Ray.
Absence of amendments, I would move Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill number 589, Finance, be advanced third reading in place of final passage.
Objection. So ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate CS for House Bill number 589, Finance, an act relating to the Alaska Power Authority, authorizing the construction of the Wautauna and Bradley Lake hydroelectric projects and providing for an effective date.
Bill is before you for discussion for debate. You have the floor, Senator Ferguson.
Section 1 through 3 creates the Power Development Revolving Loan Fund for the purpose of implementing the $210 million for the four dam pool payout. Section 4 allows authority for the creation of the four dam pool. Section 5 through 7 establishes authority for the wholesale power rate. Section 8 repeals Susitna blackmail clause. Section 9 repeals the commercial rate, which will allow for the wholesale power rate. Section 10 authorizes the Brad Lake hydroelectric project. Section 11 authorizes the Wakana Dam project and the Susitna River hydroelectric project. Section 12 and 13 are the effective dates. There's zero fiscal note.
Yes, just for purposes of information, I raised the point in the Resources Committee. In Section 11, it authorizes the Wakana Dam for $1.5 billion, and I think that figure is more correctly $3.5 billion, perhaps, in 1983 dollars, and I wondered why that figure was not changed.
There's a question. Is there an answer to that request or question?
Could we have it at ease, Mr. President?
At ease. We're in third reading on 589. Is there a debate? Senator 8?
If we're in the debate, I understand how near and dear this is to the hearts of many of the people on this floor. However, in my limited judgment, I believe that it's incorrectly drafted. I think that there's some constitutional flaws. I think that the $1.5 billion, as previously mentioned, should be at the very least $3.5 billion and possibly closer to $5 to $6 billion. There's also a federal study out that says they aren't too sure that they need this big dam. They have a different idea on it. I don't think we can... We can compel any future legislature to put any money in this, so that's the best part of it, I guess you'd say. So, with all those flaws, I do support the idea of the Susitna project. I just wish we could get something a little more definite and a little more realistic than what we have here.
Senator Rohde?
Yes, sir. On the first page, the bill again appropriates the interest from the investment as well as the principal itself in the language that creates the loan fund. This is something I think will be held to be unconstitutional by the Attorney General. I think it jeopardizes at least in part the project, and I wish it weren't there. In fact, as I look at the bill, I'm concerned a little bit about the craftsmanship that went into this, and like many other members on the floor, I support the project, but I think in some ways we're doing more harm than good. I'm a little embarrassed, quite frankly, with the craftsmanship here.
Senator Halford wishes the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent. We return to second reading for purposes of a specific amendment.
Secretary, read the specific amendment before we return to second reading so it's understood.
Amendment number 1 by Senator Hofford, page 7, line 2, delete section 8. Renumber remaining sections.
I presume this is the equity clause that has been deleted. The sitting equity clause. You have the floor, Senator Halford, to move.
Mr. President, are we in second reading?
There's been no objection to your returning to second reading.
Mr. President, I would move amendment number 1.
Objection. Objection noted. Your floor, Senator.
Mr. President, the amendment does delete the repeal of the Susitna equity clause. It's been said that if that clause is not repealed, the power sales agreements are not in effect. In fact, the power sales agreements will have to probably be renegotiated anyway, because the power sales agreements were negotiated on the basis of a bonding package and not a cash package. We've now gone to a cash package, which alleviates the concern of the bond market in terms of the Susitna equity clause. We are repealing the industrial rate section, which helps the utilities. But I think that when the funding questions are as open as they are in the bill that's going to come before us in terms of possible veto as well as the constitutionality of the method of appropriation, I think it's very inappropriate for us to repeal the Susitna equity clause at this time.
Mr. Of course, Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, with the deletion of this, this would throw the whole energy package down the drain, I believe. This was carefully worked out with the membership of the House leadership, with the administration, and with Senate members that were indeed involved in this for many months. So I would hope that the amendment would be defeated.
Senator Mulcahy seeking the floor.
Mr. President, I'd like to add to it that it's my understanding, and has been my understanding from testimony in resources and, again, testimony in finance, that it's not the intent to renegotiate the clauses that or the contracts with the utilities out there with this appropriation by going to direct appropriation. Those contracts are going to stay in effect. Matter of fact, there was at one time a proposal for amendment in the bill that would say that those contracts negotiated after the first year, because there was some concern that they might go back to old contracts rather than to go forward with the new contracts that have been negotiated. And we had this very definitely clarified with the Alaska Power Authority when they were testifying in finance. And the only difference, as I understand it, that we're going to have between the method that we're using now, the direct appropriation, and going to the bond market, is that they're going to take that contract that they've entered into with these different utilities in there and back into the interest rate, so it will come out consistent with what they negotiated with the stabilization fund that was part of the original contracts. And when originally what we're doing is we're looking at at going to the bond market plus the bond issue and then the stabilization funding, which was about $50 million at one time. This does away with that, and we're going to direct appropriation, and the money will be paid back into the revolving loan fund, but they will back the interest rate in with the contracts rather than using that rate stabilization fund. So it does affect the contracts, and the contracts were drawn contingent upon this being repealed.
Senator Halford.
Thank you, Mr. President. That is not exactly what I was told very recently, just a few minutes ago. But I think the whole point for going to cash was to avoid the bond market and avoid the considerations in having to face the bond market with the equity clause in place. Now we're looking at a $487 million buyout to try and go forward, and the energy program for Alaska has not been cured. We still have most of the major problems. The appropriation bill has got continuing appropriations. We're trying to deal with one problem by creating two more problems. One more problem in the power cost assistance, and we're also addressing, I think, the funding mechanisms in an unconstitutional manner for Susitna and Bradley. And although I've always supported those projects, I think we're making a mistake and taking a giant step backwards.
Of course, Senator.
We have a brief at ease, Mr. President.
We'll revert to standing committee reports. Secretary, read the standing committee reports.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 510, provision of chiropractic services under the Medicaid program, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Ferguson, Josephson, Vic Fisher, and Sackett. Senators Mulcahy and Fakes signed no recommendation. Senate Bill 510 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Finance considered committee substitute for House Bill number 650, Loans, Special Appropriations for Certain State Loan and Grant Programs, and recommends it be replaced with the Senate committee substitute. And a majority do pass, signed Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Vic Fisher, Sackett, and Mulcahy. Senator Fakes signed no recommendation.
Rules Committee. Are there messages from the governor?
There were, but they haven't come in yet.
Precisely. Does this take us to the daily calendar?
I have a special committee report if you'd like me to read it.
No, we have to have the majority here.
Okay. Amendment number one was moved and pending.
Okay. please come back to order. You can read that.
Messages of May 29, your Senator Petula. I have signed the following bills and I'm
transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill Number 16, Finance, and Act relating to premium increases for automobile insurance policies, Chapter 62. Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 438, an act relating to the State Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors, effective date, Chapter 63. Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 15, Second Finance, an act making a special appropriation for payment as a grant to the City of Fort Yukon for upgrading the community center and providing for an effective date, Chapter 64. House Bill Number 693, an act relating to principal and income of trusts and providing for an effective date, Chapter 65. Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill Number 446, Judiciary, an act relating to the duty to stop at the direction of a peace officer, Chapter 66. Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill Number 320, Finance, an act relating to royalty oil contracts and approving the sale of royalty oil by the State of Alaska to the Tesoro Alaska Petroleum Company and providing for an effective date, Chapter 68. Senate Bill Number 551, an act authorizing the expenditure of more than $1 million from the Disaster Relief Fund for water and sewer system failures and providing for an effective date, Chapter 69. I have read the following resolution and am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 7, encouraging the extension of a four-lane highway from the south end of Eklutna Flats to the Palmer-Wasilawai, Legislative Resolve Number 62. Sincerely, Bill Sheffield, Governor. Those are the messages from the Governor.
Senate, please come to order. There, before us at this time is House Bill 589. Amendment that was proposed. Senator Halford.
Mr. President, this time I move and ask unanimous consent I'd be allowed to withdraw the amendment. I would offer it again tomorrow under reconsideration if it's necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Are there further amendments?
There are no other amendments.
Senator Ray.
In the absence of any other amendments, Mr. President, I would move Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 589, Finance, be advanced to third reading and place the final passage.
Objection so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate CS 4CS for House Bill Number 589, Finance, an act relating to the Alaska Power Authority, authorizing the construction of the Watonna and Bradley Lake hydroelectric projects and providing for an effective date.
Bill is before you for discussion, for debate. You have the floor, Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate Finance Committee letter of intent to Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 589, Finance, be adopted.
No objection? Adopt. Is there objection?
Just
one moment. Bill is before you. You may proceed to vote. Question is, shall House Bill 589 amendment pass? Have all members voted? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 12 yeas, 7 nays.
Bill has been adopted. Senator Ray.
What's the effective date, Mr. President?
Effective date clause before you may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member desire to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 absent.
Senator Ray.
Move the Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 589. Give my notice of reconsideration. Next legislative
day. Notice of reconsideration has been given for next legislative day.
Mr. President.
Yes, sir, it will be at ease.
I would move that we have two effective dates, so under the policy of this House, we move both individually, so I would move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call, or no, I'd have to just move the effective date clause on Section 1 and then Section 2 or 4, as it is.
Question, it will be held correct to say the question is, shall the second effective date clause be adopted? You may proceed to vote. You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Any member wish to change the vote? Secretary, close roll.
Roll shows 19 yeas, 1 absent.
Now, Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I've found the answer to my problem on House Bill 452, so I've asked that my reconsideration be taken up at this time.
No objection. Your reconsideration rule has been given on 589 subsequent effective date clause.
Yes, sir.
Reconsideration on 452 given. Motion is, and yes, consensus has to be taken up at this time. No objection. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Committee substitute for House Bill Number 452, Transportation, Special Appropriation of the Department of Transportation for Public Facilities for Phase 1 of the Nolan Port Facility and providing for an effective date.
Bill is before you for discussion and debate. You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 4 nays, 1 absent.
Senator Ray, the bill has been adopted.
Move the roll call on the passage of Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 452. We consider the roll call on the effective date clause.
Been adopted. Next item on the daily calendar is House Bill 631. Will the Secretary read House Bill 631?
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 631, Judiciary, amended by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to runaway children. The Judiciary Committee signed with no recommendation, and it went to rules on unanimous consent.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
Senator Ray.
Read the fiscal note, please.
Secretary, what is the fiscal note?
The fiscal note is $1,620,000.
Fiscal note is, you may proceed. Senator Ray.
If there are no amendments, Mr. President, I would move the...
Order or point of information?
Yes.
Isn't it supposed to go to finance if there's a fiscal note of that scale?
Yes, that is correct. There's a request to finance. You have floor, Senator.
Request to finance? There isn't.
Shall go to finance. It wasn't recognized. It was fiscal note. You have floor, Senator.
I understand, yes.
House Bill 631 in second reading be placed at the bottom of the calendar. The decision made on the fiscal note. In the meantime, next item on the daily calendar is House Bill 661. Secretary, read the bill.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 661, Transportation, by the Transportation Committee, an act authorizing the construction of the Kinnick Arm Crossing and relating to the acquisition, construction, equipping, and maintenance of toll facilities funded by revenue bonds and providing toll collection authority. Transportation Committee waived. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute. And a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman. Concurring, Senators Josephson, Ferguson, Fakes, Vic Fisher, and Sackett. Senator Mulcahy signed no recommendation. There's a finance SCS.
You have the floor, Senator Ferguson.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute House Bill 661 Finance be adopted.
Without objection, Secretary Reed.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill Number 661, financed by the Finance Committee, an act authorizing the construction of the Kinnick Arm Crossing and relating to the acquisition, construction, equipping, and maintenance of toll facilities funded by revenue bonds and providing toll collection authority.
Bill is, are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
Senator Ray.
A question for a possible amendment, Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
Is there authorization for any general fund money to be used in this?
Is there a response? Senator Ferguson, committees.